Yo, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome back to the Keeping the Real Frank podcast, man. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in. This is episode 19 of Keeping the Real Frank podcast. If this is your first time listening, my show is about the five songs I've been vibing with. Along with the five songs I've been vibing with, I also touch on the NFL and the NBA, man. Shout out to that boy LeBron. He won his fourth championship. I'm not a Lakers fan. I'm not a LeBron fan. I'm not a hater, but I'm a sports fan. And, you know, he's been doing this thing for a long time. Shout out to him for doing this thing. I feel like every hip-hop artist want to be an athlete, and every athlete want to be a hip-hop artist. So with that being said, let's get right into it, man. Number five track on the Keeping the Real Frank podcast, that'll be that boy 21 Savage featuring Drake. The song was called Mr. Right Now. You know, when 21 and Drake get together, man, I don't know, they just always been cool since 21 came out a few years back. And whenever they get together, they always got like a little catchy song. This song is off 21 Savage's latest project with Metro Boomin. Drake came in doing his thing, talking about how he used to date SZA and all that. 21 Savage on the hook doing his thing. It's a dope song, man. I'm sure a lot of people heard it, but if you haven't heard it, again, this is the number five song on the Keeping the Real Frank podcast. Here go a snippet.
I'ma slide anytime you want. Put you in Chanel, I'ma teach you how to stand. 21 slip and slide like a waterfall. You need some TLC, we can creep if you want. 21, hey, turn your phone off, take your clothes off. 21, I'm a savage, but I fuck her to a slow song. Turn the lights down, lay the pipe down. I ain't Mr. Right, but I'm Mr. Right now. She want me to fuck her to Beyonce. But I don't treat her like she my fiance. Hey, turn your phone off, take your clothes off. I'm a savage, but I fuck her to a slow song. Turn the lights down, lay the pipe down. I ain't Mr. Right, but I'm Mr. Right now. 21.
Turn your phone off, take your clothes off. I'm a savage, but I fuck her to a slow song. Said the nail lady went and did her toes wrong. Said the last man was always playing Drake songs. Yeah, cell phones out when I roll up. Yeah, the nigga had a problem till I showed up. Everybody with an app before they name tough. Yeah, more concerned with blowing up than growing up. Yeah, said she wanna fuck till some sizzle wait. Cause I used to date SZA back in 08.
Boy, Drake had all the girls. He said he used to date SZA back in 08. Fire, fire song, man. If you haven't heard it, again, that's 21 Savage featuring Drake. The song is called Mr. Right Now, and it was the number five song on the Keeping the Real Frank podcast. If you haven't heard it, check that thing out. Let's move right along to the number four song. This track actually dropped like 2 years ago, but, you know, I had to go back in the stash. I needed some inspiration. I didn't feel like going to the gym this week, and I needed some inspiration to get me in that mood, get me in that grind mode. The number four song on the Keeping the Real Frank podcast, that'd be your boy 38 Special featuring Benny the Butcher. It's off that Stab and Shot project, came out, I think, like late 2018. I'm still vibing with it. The song is called The Intro, and it's just like a dope, dope, dope vibe, man. You know, you getting them real bars, that gritty bars. It just gets you in grind mode. Again, this is number four song on the Keeping the Real Frank podcast. 38 Special featuring Benny the Butcher. The intro. Here goes a snippet.
I spit your re-up on my belt and pants. I flew your bitch to a beach. Knew she a cheat as soon as her feet felt the sand. Open her legs like a health exam. Hella Zans, and we party like we a part of a Elvis band. Fiend smoking out the Welch's can. I took green and white and painted the streets. I'm like a Celtics fan. A selfish man, but I felt his plans. A powerful mind could build an empire with someone else's hands. Think major when I'm speaking paper. Lead a tailor with an extinct animal. Fuck mink and gator. I get the pounds, then I shrink them later. You got premature paper. Your stash belong in an incubator. How you niggas do illegal favors? For free, give me a key to drop off. I won't see you later. I'm a old brick of diesel layer. That's why you see me in the club looking better than an Eagles player. I don't need a jersey. Every piece at least 30. Running streets all week, but sleep early. Mink inside of my car. My seat's furry. You the weakest link in your squad. Keith Murray.
You the weakest link in your squad. Keith Murray. That again, man. Shout out to that boy 38. Shout out to Benny the Butcher. That was the number four song on the Keeping the Real Frank podcast. The song was called Intro, man. Just a dope vibe, man. Whenever you got those two on the track, just know you're going to get some of the dopest bars you heard in a long, long time. Let's move right along to the number three song that I've been vibing with this week. Shout out to that boy Lil Durk. The song is called Street Prayer. It's just one of those, you know, one of those songs that's just a vibe, man. You know, you if you're in the streets, street people need prayers too, you know. Everybody that's from the street always got like a grandma, auntie, somebody in church or whatever your religion is praying for you, hoping you do good. You know, Lil Durk, just one of those artists that's not just in one box. You know, he's versatile. He could talk about the street stuff. He could talk about needing a street prayer. He got stuff for the ladies. So, you know, when you a versatile artist like that, you just, you know, you're going to survive in this game. Again, this is the number 3 song on the Keeping It Real Frank podcast, Lil Durk. The song is called Street Prayer. Here go a snippet.
Juvenile trying to die young. I don't like to brag about the shit that I done. I took good care of the streets, I'm an icon. I got snaked by some niggas, took care of my son. I ain't put that on a lawyer, got them titled. The way you wrote that statement, you a writer. Told on them in the station, gave them right up. DD did town with no lawyer, with survival. I'ma cut your ass right off, hang with my rivals. Catch a case while you a felon, I say it's my gun. They got my picture in the face, say I'm a disciple. They say I switched up cause I don't believe in the Bible. First time on the head, I kept my eyes closed. Only nigga I'm scared of is John Doe. And no supporter, make your time slow. Just a real nigga without trying to. See the trenches head made up. Lil' nigga got my weight up. Hard work and dedication. Street niggas need a prayer. 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 Street niggas need a prayer.
If you haven't heard it, check it out, man. That was the number 3 song on the Keeping It Real Frank podcast, Lil Durk. The song was called Street Prayer. Dope, dope vibes, man. We down to the last 2 tracks. We down to the last 2 tracks. Coming in number 2 on the Keeping It Real Frank podcast, that'd be that boy King Von featuring Fabio Foreign. The track is called I Am What I Am. I like that, man. You know, you can never go wrong with being yourself. And one thing about King Von, he stays in his lane, man. He got the drill unlocked. He got the drill music unlocked. And, you know, Fabio hopped on the track with a lot of dope energy. And I ain't gonna lie, I looked at the track list at first. I was like, I wonder how this song gonna sound. You know, Fabio, a lot of his songs sound similar. I wanted to see how it was gonna connect with King Von, but it actually came out pretty good, man. I like the song. I love the energy. The number 2 song on the Keeping It Real Frank podcast, King Von featuring Fabio Foreign, I Am What I Am. Here goes a snippet.
Niggas whooping up until we meet. Catch them lacking for him on TV. And if I sit down, I'm pushing the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day. He been talking that shit, I can't wait. I am what I am. What I'm not, see, I never beat. Niggas whooping up until we meet. Catch them lacking for him on TV. And if I sit down, I'm pushing the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day. He been talking that shit, I can't wait. Hey, look, now we drop. I can win until we find the block. Forever pop, we ain't never getting cool with the ops. I get the money, I do it a lot. Bow, I got it on me, he get shot. We give a fuck about the dough. I am who, you know what to do. I know the set when I come in the room. I heard they offer 100 mil. Tell them boys I need 102. Boom, ay, boom, send me that Addy, I'm coming to you. Send me that Addy, I'm coming to you. I just touched down. Falling like welcome to the rack. I need a gun, where's that? GK on my back. And I ain't talking about attack. Henny, yeah. I'm with the liquor, I don't know how to act. I am what I am. What I'm not, see, I am.
A lot of energy on that track. A lot of energy. The people loving it. I'm hearing a lot of good things about that track. Video dope. If you haven't checked it out, check out that King Von featuring Fabio Foreign, I Am What I Am. We down to the number 1 track on the Keeping It Real Frank podcast. Yeah, we at number 1 already. Shout out to Benny the Butcher, man. He just dropped an album today. The album is called Burden of Proof, produced by Hit-Boy. Dope vibes, man. But one song stood out to me in particular. It's a song featuring Rick Ross, and the song is called Where Would I Go? It's just a vibe, honestly, man. Shout out to Benny. He been hustling a long time, doing his thing with his rap game, you know, staying in his own lane, not conforming to the regular sound, you know. You can never go wrong. Like I said, when you stay in your lane and you do your thing, you can never go wrong. Again, this is number 1 song on the Keeping It Real Frank podcast, Benny the Butcher featuring Rick Ross, Where Would I Go? Here goes a snippet.
fucking feet first, and I paid for my actions. Hospital stays, laid up, related to asthma. And all I knew was chase paper in a dangerous fashion. Them boxes came to my crib with my name on a package. Mama, I made it. Rose petals and gold shovels. Extra team, we all cop gold bezels at those levels. So my wrist and as well as my hip is cold metal. This kind of game only run through your veins and your bone marrow. It cost me, they tell me be humble. They think I'm flossy, shit, I probably am. I got this out the concrete. I stood in front of builders, sold dope round as coffee. Wearing Barclays, I just parked a 745 palm tree. That's real shit. Stuck to the plan from out the sand. Get rich and share it. When you a dope boy, this the life that your bitch inherit. She wanna fuck me on a yacht and take a trip to Paris. I buy expensive shit and she forget to wear it. Big dough when you thought of my block. I bought a brand new pistol when I thought of the ops. I had the money on the road for the water got hot. And I still remember who owed, in case y'all thought I forgot.
I still remember who owed, in case y'all forgot. Benny the Butcher, man. What can I say? That's it for the music part of the Keeping It Real Frank podcast. Let's switch over, man. I got a new nickname, ESPN Frank. ESPN Frank, man. We're going to switch over. We're going to talk about basketball first. Then we're going to get into the NFL games and some games that I want to see this weekend. Let's start off with them Lakers, man. I'm not going front. I'm not a LeBron fan, but I'm also not a hater. So shout out to the Lakers, shout out to LeBron, shout out to Anthony Davis. They won their fourth champion. Well, LeBron won his fourth championship. AD won his first championship. What else can I say, man? James is a hell of a player, man. I'm not going to hate. I'm not going to throw no shade. A lot of my cousins love LeBron James. I talk shit to him about him. You know, I'm a Melo fan. It was always Melo versus LeBron. Obviously, LeBron is the better overall player. But let's just get right into it, man. LeBron, he's one of the best, man. He's one of the best. He got his fourth championship on the third team, four championships, three NBA teams. Nobody did that, man. I can't lie. When it comes to putting a team together, LeBron would be like a great general manager. He know how to put a team together and he know how to win. But with that being said, I've been hearing a lot of talk around the sports world, a lot of talk about is LeBron. It was a debate. It was debates. It was up in the air. Is LeBron James the GOAT? I'm going to keep it real, man. He's not the GOAT, man. He's a great player. Don't get me wrong. He's one of the best players we ever seen. But let's be clear. It's only one GOAT. His name is Michael Jordan. You feel me? Six championships, two three repeats, my bad. Never lost in the finals. Never went to a game seven. I mean, like, you can't chase ghosts, man. It is what it is. I don't want to sound like I'm hating on James. He definitely like a top five NBA player of all time. But when it comes to that GOAT, it's Michael Jordan. I'm sorry. Now let's switch gears, man. Let's switch over to the NFL. Some games that I'm looking forward to watching this week. That'll be the Broncos versus the Patriots. The Broncos are 1-3. The Patriots are 2-2. Cam Newton is coming back after testing him positive for that COVID, man. Shout out to Cam. Happy, feeling better. This is going to be a dope game, man. It's a good game. I think it's going to be like a low scoring game, but I got the Patriots winning this game 23-17. Another game I'm looking forward to watching, the Browns versus the Steelers, the divisional game. These games are always tough, man. The Browns surprising a lot of people this season. They 4-1. The Steelers are 4-1. It's going to be a dog fight. Honestly, I got the Steelers winning this game 21-24. Then the last game I'm looking forward to watching, I'm looking forward to watching Kansas City Chiefs versus the Buffalo Bills of Monday Night Football. Both teams coming off their first loss of the season, and they both want redemption. I want to know who's gonna want it more. I think that the Chiefs going to win this one. I'm not going to lie. They Super Bowl champions. They know how to deal with adversity, and it's going to be a dope, dope game. Well, that's all I got for Keeping It Real, Frank. Until next time. Keep it frank. Peace.